Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies, The Revenge. Today, we're talking about the year 2007, and in a way, I think this particular year was the one that really got me thinking about doing a second season and revisiting certain years. And that's because I had a real tough time deciding on which movie I wanted to focus on from 2007 between There Will Be Blood, which is the one that I did for the first season, and No Country for Old Men. And I kind of talked a bit about No Country in that first season, that first episode for 2007. Here I am with the opportunity to talk about No Country for Old Men and to spotlight another side of the Coens, one that isn't as comedic and is much more violent. So really, Coen Brothers movies kind of fall into two camps. I've talked about like The Big Lebowski, which I think is indicative of movies like Raising Arizona and Burn After Reading, Hail Caesar, that are really just comedies, you know, and not that I'm not trying to disparage them for just being quote unquote comedies, but they're comedic, you know, they're funny, they're ridiculous, they're Coen Brothers, you know. But the other side of the Coens are these really nasty, sometimes equally as funny, but definitely very fucked up movies. And No Country for Old Men is very indicative of movies such as Blood Simple and Miller's Crossing and Fargo. So No Country for Old Men is based on the Cormac McCarthy play. It stars Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, and Josh Brolin, along with Woody Harrelson and Kelly MacDonald. And this movie is just really great. Like, it's rough, and because it's based on Cormac McCarthy, who is someone who is very compact with his words. I mean, no flowery language there, and the subject matter of his movies is always very depressing. In a way, we kind of get this Western-style story set in the 1980s, and we're not dealing with cowboys, although it is set in Texas. What we are dealing with is we're following along Llewellyn Moss, who is an army veteran and who happens upon a drug deal gone wrong. So he shows up after there's been some massive shootout. He's just hunting. He's not necessarily looking for trouble, but trouble definitely finds him once he decides to take this money that is left there after this this massacre. Now, Llewellyn doesn't know who he's really fucking with, and what ends up happening is that we get a couple of hitmen after him. Chief among them is Woody Harrelson's Carson Wells and Javier Bardem's Anton Chigurh. Interspersed throughout this, we also get some information regarding his estranged wife, Carla, and we get a parallel story with Tommy Lee Jones, Sheriff Ed Tom Bell, and kind of him trying to figure out what happened with this massacre. And so we get this parallel story of following Llewellyn as he's trying to escape people trying to kill him, and Tommy Lee Jones's character, Ed, trying to track down the people responsible for that massacre. This movie is great. Like, Javier Bardem won an Academy Award for playing Anton Chigurh, and he plays them in a way that is so inhuman. Like, he shows little emotion, and everything is just him just being super efficient at his job of killing people. Bardem kills it in this. Everyone in this is great. And even like his whole thing about once he's set upon a job, very very similar to like to Angel Eyes and in the Man with No Name trilogy, that, you know, if he's going to kill you, he's going to kill you. That's his job. So he's going to do it because he's competent at it. And he definitely is. I mean, some of his speeches have become, there's this whole speech where he happens upon a guy in a gas station. And he basically tells him, you know, that to flip a coin, and based on the flip of that coin is whether or not he's going to kill this guy. And, tells him, like, this is the most important, like, flip of your life because you got to keep your life. But also, like, even after you know, Llewellyn is, he tracks him down, he's able to kill him. Like, first of all, we don't even see that. We show up to the aftermath, similar to what happens with the original massacre, where we don't see any of it. We just see the aftermath of that. And a lot of this movie, I think, is about the, not so much the glorification of violence, but just dealing with the aftermath of violent actions and the consequences of those actions. And Tommy Lee Jones, I think, really is the one that, his character is trying to voice that out, just this ambiguity and this sense that things have gotten to a point where he really can't do his job anymore because of the caliber of criminals that he's dealing with. This movie is phenomenal. It's really great, and I think it's just a great example of the Coen brothers and of their sensibilities and how they can take something that is stark and make it engaging and make it off-putting at the same time, to the point where even at the end of the movie we see Anton catching up with Kelly MacDonald, and you know, she's like, you can go, you don't have to kill me, and we already know that she's doomed at that point, and I think she does as well. This movie's great, definitely worth checking out. The other movie that I wanted to talk about from 2007 is one of my all-time favorite comedies, and that's Edgar Wright's Hot Fuzz, the second in the Cornetto trilogy, and my favorite of the three of those movies. And this movie is just this great satire, this great stand-up of action movies, and that then, much like the way that Shaun of the Dead is this parody of zombie movies, then becomes a zombie, this ends up becoming an action movie. And what we have here is Supercop, Nicholas Angel, played by Simon Pegg, who, because he keeps upstaging all of his fellow cops in London, is sent to this small idyllic town in order to have an easier time, and realistically in order to make everyone else look better in comparison. And so in the town, there really aren't any major things happening, and there's a lot of accidents, that's about it. But as you know, Simon Pegg starts kind of questioning everything, we start to see that maybe these aren't just accidents, and maybe there's more going on. But this is really just an excuse in the beginning of the movie for Simon Pegg to point out ridiculous things about where he sounds just extremely paranoid, that then end up paying off in the second half of the movie, because this also kind of takes on that trope of almost like The Wicker Man, although this isn't a horror movie, but in that movie where people are going to these lengths of sacrificing other people in order to appease the gods so that they can continue living their idyllic small life town. This has the same idea, wherein we have the town committee that it wants to ensure that the town is always tip top and that no one fucks with it. And the way that they make sure that no one can fuck up what happens to the town is that they murder them. So this whole time, the joke is basically that the police are inept and just kind of believing everybody in that, oh yeah, it's just like these weird accidents that happen in this town, not realizing that Bill Nighy, their chief inspector, is actually the one that's in charge of the murders, and the one that's in charge of this basically a cult that's going around killing everybody. And it devolves into this evolves into this whole just straight up action movie where we have Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, along with a couple of other police officers played by Mandy Patinkin and Joe Cornish, and a couple of others, who end up taking on the whole town in this crazy action sequence where all these regular townspeople are all packing heat, and it is just this ridiculous fight. It's great. It is one of the most fun action movies that I've ever seen, and just a great way of one, skewering action movies, but also showing a level of care and appreciation and love for action movies as well. Hot Fuzz is just great. It's a movie that I really, really enjoy, and a movie that I think is tons of fun. And that turn, like, really, even though I'd seen Shaun of the Dead and should have known better what was happening, considering this is the same principal people, it really took me by surprise and led to me kind of reassessing Shaun of the Dead and appreciating that movie for what it was. Because as I mentioned in the first season, when I first saw Shaun of the Dead, I didn't care for it. I wasn't in on the joke, and this movie kind of taught me what that was. So that's it for today. We're going to be continuing with the aughts next time, and we'll see you then.